Masechet Horayot Perigimel Mishnah Het. Here we'll talk about general rules about who takes precedence over each other in terms of all the situations we spoke about in the last Mishnah with feeding and giving back lost objects, etc., where the man comes before the woman. Now we'll get internally into the each type of person who takes precedence over each other. Mishnah says, Kohen kodim le-Levi. A Kohen goes before a Levi. Levi le-Israel, a Levi over a Israel. Israel le-Mamzer. Israel over a Mamzer. Somebody born out of an improper marriage where the punishment would have been karet in that relationship. U-Mamzer le-Natin. A Mamzer takes precedence over a Natin. A Natin is somebody who came from the descendants of converts who we have doubt if they fully accepted all of the Torah. Benatin leged, a natin over a convert, since a natin always grew up as a Jew, even in his quasi form. A ger grew up as a goy and only later became a Jew. So therefore, with a natin, he goes before a convert. Veged le'eved meshuhrad, and a convert over a freed Kanani slave, even though a free Kanani slave is also a convert. When he gets fully freed, he becomes 100% Jew in terms of halacha. We curse the slave. We say somebody who lives a cursed life. So therefore, the regular convert goes before the freed Kanaani slave. Ematai bismachi kulan shavin. When do these rules apply? And also with all honors. It's not simply what we mentioned in the last Mishnah, but it's all other honors as well. When do these rules apply? When all of the people mentioned are equal in Torah knowledge. Aval im haya mamzer talmid hacham vekohen gadol am haaretz. But if you had a mamzer who was a talmid hacham and a kohen gadol who was an am haaretz, somebody who didn't know anything, he was unlearned. Lo alenu, we had people in times of the second Beit HaMikdash where they were corrupt and they were am haaretz. They were kohanim gedolim, and even though the kohen gadol was supposed to know a lot of Torah, they didn't know because they were appointed by the government. So in that type of situation, mamzer talmid hacham kodem lekohen gadol am haaretz. The mamzer who was a Torah scholar goes before the Kohen Gadol, who was an Am Haaretz. Torah, number one, takes precedence over everything else. The wisdom of Torah, even if it's with a Mamzer who comes from a problematic marriage, is valued more than the lofty position of the Kohen Gadol. We learn this out from Mishlei. The Pasuk says, Yekara hi mipininim. She, talking about the Torah, is more precious than rubies. And we learn out Pininim is the one who enters Lefnai Vilifnim, the one who enters the innermost chambers of Hashem, which is the Kodesh HaKodashim. Torah is more valuable than that. Keter Torah, the crown of Torah, is the highest possible level a person could reach. With that, Selika La Masechet Horayot, we finish, we complete Masechet Horayot, as well as all of Seder Nizikin, Hadran Alach Seder Nizikin, V'Hadrach Alan. We should return to you once more, Seder Nizikin, and you should return to us.